Matthew 5, chapter 8. Chapter 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. It was the spring of the year when armies often went off to battle after the winter rains. But King David had stayed at home. And as he walked on the roof of his palace in the evening, he looked down and happened to see a beautiful woman bathing. She was the wife of one of his soldiers who was off to war. And David did not have pure desires. You know what happened. David followed the desires of his heart and committed adultery with Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah the Hittite. In fact, as Jesus pointed out in this same chapter in Matthew, when he looked upon Bathsheba to lust after her, he had already committed adultery with her in his heart. Then in his attempt to cover up, he ended up committing murder also. For from within, this all started. From the impure desires of his heart. As Jesus said in Mark 7, from within, out of men's hearts, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and foolishness. No wonder sometime later when David finally confronted his sin and sought God's forgiveness, he prayed, "Create in me a pure heart, O God." Not only did he want cleansing from his past sins, he wanted the gift of a pure heart for the future. The heart is referred to many times in the Bible, but very seldom as the blood pumper. Rather, it denotes motives, feelings, affections, and desires, the will, the aims, the principles, the thoughts, and the intellect of man. And every one of those things has been polluted by original sin. Our hearts are by nature anything but pure. Years ago, serving congregations in the western parts of the United States, we were closer to the state of Utah, where the center of the Mormon Church is. One of the brochures handed to me by some of their visitors was titled, God's Plan of Salvation. And on the back side of that brochure, it concluded with a summary of the plan by saying that the way to be saved was believing on Jesus and keeping the commandments. But as conscientious Mormons reached your age, they began to be aware of impure desires in their hearts. No matter how hard they tried to keep the commandments, they could not prevent polluted desires from arising in their hearts. And perhaps this was part of the reason that Utah had the highest per capita rate of teen suicide in the United States. Some thought that the young people were foolish to worry about their impure desires. That was the problem, but that was not the problem. Their problem was the lack of forgiveness. Keeping the commandments was part of how they hoped to be saved. And their prophet, Brigham Young, taught them in his Doctrines and Covenants that there are some sins that the blood of Christ would not wash away. Your own blood must do it. So denied the cleansing blood of Christ, hope turns to despair. And continuing to live seems only to multiply the pollution. Truly, it is a blessing to be pure in heart, to have pure desires. But is it even possible? Not with mankind. In our sinful state, even our repentance and our faith is not what it should be. But with God, all things are possible. And our Savior continues to be everything that He and we should be. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And by His kind word, His creating word, He gives His children pure hearts and right spirits. And they see God. For He reveals God as a God of love and forgiveness, who is both just and the justifier. When Philip said to Jesus, "Show us the Father," the answer came back, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." Now the world scoffs at pure hearts, considers people who have pure hearts to be simpletons, dimwits. And the takers of the world, that's who they consider the real winners. But they do not see God as He really is. And when they do see Him, it will be too late. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made His light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We sing "Create in Me." The words are on page 6. The music will be from the Lutheran hymnal. Have been requested for the family of Ruth Sitto, the mother of Dr. James Sitto, whom the Lord called home to be with Him last night. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give You thanks for all the blessings which You bestowed upon our sister in Christ and upon many others through her during her earthly pilgrimage. And especially do we praise You for bringing her to the knowledge of Your dear Son, Jesus Christ. We pray that You would comfort her family and friends with Your everlasting comfort and the sure hope of a joyful resurrection to life everlasting, which You have given us in Christ. Teach us all to number our days that we may live them wisely and to the glory of Your beloved Son, Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.